radio for the discerning listener.
Bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Live in Word with Pastor Mensah Otterbill. And now, today's Word.
There is a story in the book of Daniel that we're going to read very soon. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. It's about Daniel, and most of you have read about Daniel in the Bible. And when we think about Daniel, we think about Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel was a young Jewish man who was carried into captivity from Judah under the reign of King Nebuchadnezzar. Daniel was selected in the Babylonian kingdom, and he was trained with some of his friends, and he became a very high public official. He ended up serving under about four different kings. One of the kings he served under was King Darius of the Medes, the Persian king. And Darius loved Daniel very much because Daniel was a very trusted public servant, a great advisor, and a man whose wisdom was very useful to the king. As you know, when you are that good, people are going to plan your downfall. So some of the other staff members in the court of King Darius planned a scheme to get rid of Daniel. And so they came to the king, King Darius, and said, "Oh, king, you are a great king. You know, sycophants always hang around kings." And pumped his head about his greatness and said, we want you to sign a law to test the loyalty of all the people in your kingdom, particularly the people you work with, that for the next 30 days, nobody should pray to any god or to any man except to you. If anybody has a need, they should come and talk to you and not pray to any other deity. And the king, you know, most kings sometimes have insecurity issues. So he signed the law. The law of the Medes and the Persians were very powerful laws. Because when you sign those laws, you can't change them. You can't revise them. They are signed and that's it. And King Darius signed the law. Now, he didn't know that it was a scheme to get rid of Daniel, because the other people had noticed that Daniel had a habit, and they were now going to use his habit to destroy him. And his habit was that he prayed at certain times predictably. No matter what happened, Daniel was going to pray. And now they're going to use his habit to destroy him. So the king signs this law. I want you to read Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. And it's going to read, show us some very important things about habits. "Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home." Follow that carefully. "He knew that the writing was signed, he went home. And in his upper room, with his windows open toward Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees three times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as was his custom since early days." Note that phrase, "as was his custom." It was a habit. And the Bible says that he knew the law had been signed. He knew the consequences of that law. He knew the law of the Medes and the Persians could never be changed and altered or revoked. He knew that it meant he could die, but he couldn't change his habits. It tells you the power of habits. Three things about habits we learn from Daniel is that habits do not hide. Habits do not hide. Even when you are at risk, your habits will reveal themselves. Daniel was one of the first people who knew that the law had been signed. He knew the consequences, and yet he couldn't change his habit. It wasn't just that he was against the king, or he was rebellious against the king, or he was fighting the king. His habit couldn't hide. And that's one of the things you're going to note about habits, that they won't hide. Even when you are at risk, it will show up. That's why sometimes you can find a person whose marriage is being destroyed, and they know the marriage is at risk, but the habits destroying the marriage can't hide. They pray about it, they go for counseling, they do everything possible, but habits don't hide, even when there is a risk involved. They're very powerful things. Very powerful things. The second thing we learn about habits from Daniel is that your habits decide your responses to challenges. When you are faced with a situation, you will respond according to your habits. If Daniel did not have any habit of prayer, he would just have laid low for the next 30 days and he'll be fine. If he didn't have any habit of prayer, that threat, that challenge would be meaningless to him. But he had this habit. And when he's faced with a challenge, his habit is his first response. And I like how the passage puts it. He says, he knew that the king had signed it. He went home, climbed upstairs to the upper room, opened the window, faced Jerusalem, and prayed three times. It's almost like, are you crazy, Mr. Daniel? Don't you just know what you're doing can ruin your career, ruin your life, put everybody in danger? But when you are faced with a challenge, you don't respond with intelligence. You respond with habit. Powerful. And the third thing we learn about habit from Daniel is that your habits determine the outcomes of your life. Your habits determine the outcome of your life. For Daniel, his habits led him into the lion's den. The habits led him into the lion's den, his prayer habit. But that was not the end of the story. The same habit that led him into trouble was the habit that got him out. Because in the morning when King Darius came looking for Daniel, King Darius said in verse 19 and 20 of Daniel chapter 6, he says, then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried out with a lamenting voice to Daniel. The king spoke, saying to Daniel, Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God whom you serve continually been able to deliver you from the lions? In other words, your habits, which got you into trouble, have they been able to deliver you? Daniel served God habitually. The habits exposed him to danger, but the habits also delivered him from danger. It determines the outcome of your life. Your habits can put you in a lion's den. But if it's not a good habit, the lions will eat you. But if it's a good habit, it will expose you to danger, but it will deliver you from danger. is like somebody who says has a habit of honesty, integrity, doesn't take a bribe. People can set him up, but the same habit would deliver him. Your habits determine the outcome of your life. Before you blame a witch, before you blame your husband, before you blame your wife, before you blame somebody else for your problems, look at the 90% of your habits and see whether where you are is where your habits have brought you. What habits have you acquired over time? What habits guide your life? What habits lead you? Each one of us are the result of the habits we live by. The habits you feed will be the habits that win in your life. Habits are like seeds. You plant them and then they grow. Somebody has said that first we form habits, then they form us. First you form your habits, and then they form you. Many times, starting a habit is difficult. But once you start and you repeat, it becomes easy. It's like folding a paper. Once a paper is folded and a line, a crease is formed, a fold is formed, you open the paper and you spread it out, but the line is there. It has offered an easy way of repetition of that action. So when the paper has never been folded, you have to find the folding point. But once it's folded, you come in a year later, you want to fold it, you just watch where the lines are and you just put them together, you fold them back. Sometimes when you're giving these big folding papers, whether it's like an indenture or a big paper that has been folded, it's folded and it's spread out, you look at the paper and later you want to put it together. All you need to do is to find where the fold lines are. Habits are like that. Once you do them, a fold line has been created. And it makes it easy for you to go back and repeat it over and over again. They are like seeds. They grow. You form them, they will form you. If you don't control them, they will control you. One bad habit can ruin you for life. Samson was a man of great strength and great anointing, called of God, anointed of God, strength, but he had a habit with girls. One of the things that really amazes me about Samson, that, you know, he's with Delilah, and Delilah says to him, tell me where your great strength lies. And Samson says, nobody has bound me with fresh cords, fresh thread, fresh rope before. If I'm bound with fresh rope, my strength will be over. And Delilah binds him. And just watch it. Binds him with fresh ropes and says, Samson, the Philistines are around you. They are over you. And Samson breaks the ropes and fights the Philistines. And he escapes because he told a lie. But it was proven beyond any reasonable doubt that the lady wants to kill him. I mean, by this time you will say, hey, my dear, now so you be out. Samson continues. Why is he continuing? It's a habit. It's a girl habit. So Delilah says, oh, you deceive me, Sammy. Okay. So Samson says, well, you know, nobody has tied my hair together. And if you can tie them up, I will be weak and I'll be like any man and the Philistines will get me. And Delilah ties his hair. And the Philistines come and Samson overcomes them. So now Delilah says, Sammy, I don't trust you again. Now, see who is saying he doesn't trust who. Sammy, I don't trust you. You've deceived me. First one you deceived, second one you deceived. Now tell me your heart. But he can't stop. Why can't he stop? It is a habit. He knows it's going to ruin him, but Samson can't stop. And Delilah asks him again. And he says, you know, since I was born, I was a Nazarite. I've never cut my hair. The day I cut my hair, I'm finished. The Bible says Delilah knew that's the truth because he could see that the man's habit has made him helpless. And she cuts Samson's hair. The Philistines come and his power is gone. How can a person draw himself to such obvious danger and have no sense of pulling back? Habits. Habits are powerful, my friends. You can know you are going into fire and still enter into fire.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebil, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebil. Email otebil@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.